Blog Talk Radio.
A particular place. He took me to the book of Ruth. He sure did, yeah. At a particular place. He took me to the book of Ruth. He sure did, yeah. And that's a beautiful thing because that's the season that we're in. We're in the book of Ruth. We're in the midst.
Okay, praise the Lord, saints. This is the debut of Bishop Carnell Holmes. And here, he is from Shekinah Church of the Living God, located at 1147 West Alney Avenue. And this is a sermon all in. So please feel free to check it out. And this is, once again, Bishop Carnell Holmes' debut here on Purpose Kingdom Network. And Bishop Carnell Holmes is from Shekinah Church of the Living God, and that is located at 1147 West Alney Avenue. So we're going to go ahead and play this sermon from Bishop Carnell Lake, and it's titled All In.
A particular place. He took me to the book of Ruth. He sure did, yeah. And that's a beautiful thing because that's the season that we're in. We're in the book of Ruth. We're in the midst of the count going to Pentecost. And there's so many hidden treasures inside of Ruth that we just don't see. So the Lord began to say to me, he said, In the beginning. There was a family. It was a husband. If you don't know what I meant, Ruth, first chapter. Mom, I'm still won't get you to read, Mom. There was a family in the right place, Bethlehem, right. Judah. And yet we learned and we're studied enough to understand that Judah means praise. So this man and his wife Naomi and their two sons, the Bible begins to say that the place where they were or the place in God that we should be, there came a famine.
Oh, yes. Wow.
So I'm in a place of praise, and I'm in a place where God wants me to be, but sometimes I'm not satisfied with what God has given me, so in my spirit there is a famine.
Wow.
You know that's God, that's not Bishop.
Wow.
So they, and I had to put it this way because guess what? There was a famine in the land, guess what? And there was people who stayed and weathered the storm.
Wow.
But this particular person was not content with what God was giving because it's not what I think I should have.
All right.
And as you continue to read through the first chapter, you see that God did not tell them to leave.
Yeah.
You know how you leave and you know how you do stuff that God didn't say do. Thank you, God. And you think, I'm being led by... No, you're not. I don't care what you think. I don't care what you say. You're not. Nope. So they left. The place of praise. Take all the family. And you said, Bishop, you are tripping. No! They went to the land of Moab. Moab was the son of Abraham. That's why I say a family. Because when we look at the scripture and we see it, we be like, wait a minute, they were the family. But they went to the land of a toxic family. We're so deep in the Word of God, and God gives us all the information when we read it to say, oh, that's their family. But we want to put them somewhere else out there because we have people in our family that is jacked up.
Yes, sir. I was going to say it.
But just like Ruth, they need to be saved. So they left and went to the land of Moab. And the daddy died.
Yes.
But that's cool. Because we're going to stay there anyway. The Bible begins to tell us that the sons married the women of the land.
Yes, they did.
Then when you read it, you see that. The sons died.
Yep.
Listen to me.
Now when the son, because of the death of the son, S-O-N, that caused them to move from where they were. They didn't move when the father died. But when the son died, when the son became the sacrifice, that was the key that enabled them to get up an unleavened bread, Moab.
Funny? You find something funny, Ellen?
What?
The translation, sir.
Okay.
So, because we don't realize what we see when we read it. We're just Ethiopian eunuchs sometimes. That's what we need, pastors. So, Mama realized, I can't stay here. So she gets up and leaves. And then her daughters say, and Lord, I'm sorry, we gonna go with ya. Look good, didn't it? Look righteous, didn't it? The Bible says, let the wheat and the tare grow together. Because in the beginning, wheat and tare looks like. So we're going with you, Mother. Then all of a sudden, the tare part comes out. No, Mama. I'm going to kiss you, and I'm going to stay right where I am. Oh, tear you all. Look like you're doing the right thing. Look like a Christian. Clap your hands with a song. Feeling the emotion. See, she's saying, got to understand, there is a difference between an emotion and the move of God. Just because your emotions respond to the word of God doesn't mean that the change is taking place on the inside.
Mm.
So she walking and she walking and she said, you know, I can't live my life like this. I can play the game for a little bit, but I can't. No, I can't do this. God, help me. Give me some time, Jesus. And they begin to leave. And then, boy, I tell you, so many Bible stories all wrapped up in one. Because now Naomi becomes bitter.
Yes, she does.
She becomes God's sin, spiritual leper. So now, not only is she a leper, but she's going through the phases of Moses. And you say, Bishop, what in the world are you talking about? Well, when it came to Moses, Moses didn't know that God was with him until he comes full circle. Watch the story. Come on, because you know, she's coming back now. So the whole time she thought that God wasn't with her, she became bitter because of the things that God was allowing to happen in her.
Everybody got a test. Pass yours.
Sidebar. Don't spend too much time being mad by the things that God allowed to happen to your life, because all things were, I know. See, the reason why you get bitter because you don't know. The reason why you get angry because you don't know, but you're supposed to know that all things work together for the good for them that love God, for them that are the called according to purpose.
Yes.
So now she's coming back.
Yeah.
She's involuntary responding to the call of God when they come back.
Yeah. Yeah.
To a place that is called by God, but I don't know nothing. Stokes and Hogan Hero, I know nothing. So when I don't know nothing, I'm not supposed to be upset and angry.
All right.
I'm not supposed to say, God, forsake me. God, how could you let this happen to me?
My God.
Thank you, Lord.
Help us, Lord.
Thank you, God. So she's going back to show herself to the priest to get rid of her bitterness.
Help us, Jesus.
And the funny part about it is she don't know when she lost it. She's like the other nine lepers. Because when she lost her bitterness, she kept recollecting her mind that I'm not bitter with God. So I'm counting 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 4. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. I just want us to see the first four. Yeah. The first four of the pieces right there. Thank you, God. Because ain't nothing happened to the sun die. Not move until the sun dies. I don't care how many prophets, how many people came through, and how many deliverers, or how many judges that God rose up to rule the people. It wasn't until the sun died that freedom from being in Egypt, I mean Moab.
Yeah.
They were thrusted out.
Yes.
Because they could not survive. She could not survive.
All right.
Yes,
ma'am.
Women didn't have jobs back in those days.
But they did not.
So, she had to go back to them that are sanctified.
All right.
I miss that. My inheritance
is
among them. Do we understand what we read?
Yeah.
Or we just read the story and say, oh, let me hurry and get through this fourth chapter to see this, because it's a conglomerate of back connecting. And one thing I love about God is because he didn't tell them, this is a mature book, mother. This is not a, put a C in front of an AT and spell cat.
No.
You got to understand the process of God. You got to process hundreds and hundreds of scriptures to be able to see what's going on and say, that's why she left. And she coming back. Back to God. With somebody who don't know God. But Ruth in her mind already confessed, your God is my God. Your people is my people. And when you die, I don't understand that bitch. What do you mean when you die? In the bosom of Abraham? That's where I'm going to be.
I tell you.
So she's walking back. And that's how we get, oh God. It's always the people who know the word of God, knows the process of God in the middle or in the midst, gets bitter. Because I can't see God. If I don't see you, God, right now, I'm upset.
My God.
Thank you, God. And she began to say all kinds of crazy things. Don't call me.
Yep.
Change my name.
Change it.
Hey, don't call me Naomi. Call me Ma.
Yeah.
Because I'm bitter.
Yeah.
Because God turns his hand against me. Thank you, God. How is it that we think that God turns his hand against me because I can't see what he's doing or I can't agree with what he's doing?
There you go.
So because I don't understand the dynamics, see, it's the dynamics that God has. Or like Elvin would say, there is a common thread that what he's doing. So she's coming back.
Going back to the old time.
So like Andre Crouch.
Yeah.
Take me back.
Take me back.
To the place.
Where I first received.
Where I first received you.
Yes.
Thank you, God. So she's going back. Thank you, God. And all of a sudden, boy, this thing is ugly. It's so ugly that the people see her. Oh, man, you mean to tell me it's like a prodigal son situation?
Yeah.
You know,
turn it off.
Because, you know, the father saw the son a weasel. Yeah. Now, she's been gone for, I think the Bible said 10 years, if I'm not mistaken. It's in there. So now she come back and they still recognize her and give her what we know today as the right hand of fellowship.
Daughter.
And it's amazing now that when Naomi gets into the right place, back to the place of praise, don't even realize it. All of the word that this happened, and this happened, and this happened. Do this, and do this, and do this.
My God. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Ah, and it's amazing, missionary, because when they got there, there was a nearer kinsman than Boaz.
Yep. Yes, it was.
Yes, it was.
Trying to collect. See, you gotta understand what Boaz represents. Boaz represents that first state of man. The near kinsman represents the born in sin and shaped in iniquity. So the born in sin and shaped in iniquity wants to take claim because he's nearer. Four chapters. Four chapters. All this stuff is going on. And in the midst of all of this, it's still Pentecost. In the midst of everything that's going on, Pharaoh still tried to send his chariot to but it didn't work. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. All this stuff going on. Oh, it's amazing. See, because when you read Ruth and then you go back to Leviticus and then you read about, you read about the stranger and the widow.
Yes. Yes.
I know it's in Leviticus and I know we... But it's still talking about the stranger and the widow.
Yes.
And then Boaz tells them not to glean the whole thing, but leave the corner.
That's right.
And when you study the Word of God, that's the instruction that God gives to them during Pentecost.
Yes, it is. My goodness.
So we can unleavened bread our way to Pentecost.
Yeah.
Without even saying a word. Thank you, God.
Yes.
Whew. Bishop!
Yes.
Say it, minister.
Bishop.
You ain't give us a subject.
You ain't give us a subject.
You ain't give us a subject.
Come on now, be on your...
Since you need a subject, I'm going to say all in.
All in.
All in.
Because Ruth was all in.
Yes, she was.
It didn't matter what she told him to do. She was all in. When it came to going back, I'm all in. When it comes to meet your people, I'm all in. When it comes to serving your God, I'm all in. When you told me to lay at his feet, boy, his feet, I'm all in. I don't know what I'm doing. See, church folk have to realize sometimes you don't understand what God is doing.
Trust in the Lord with all thy heart.
See, like I'm laying in doing what? I'm covering his feet and doing. She didn't say it. She said, you know what? I'm all in. She saw her sister-in-law leave, but she all in. Because she turned out to be weak and not tear.
That's
right. See, we and tear look alike in the beginning.
Yep.
It looks the same.
Connect the dots.
In the beginning.
Yeah.
In the beginning.
But the longer you walk with care,
yep.
It will reveal
itself.
Itself.
Come on now. Come on.
And the Bible says that God is going to do the separating. Why does God do the separating? Because it gets so entangled in with the wheat. And if you try to rip off the head of the tare, it's going to mess the wheat up.
That's
right.
I like that.
I'm going to
tear some wheat up.
Tear the
wheat up.
So God has to do it.
Yes, he does.
Jesus has to do it.
Because
it's quick and it's powerful.
It's sharp.
Sharper than any two-edged sword.
Come on.
Piercing even to the dividing of the wheat and the tares.
So that's how he separates.
That's right.
Whoa! Help us, Lord.
The question is you all in?
I'm
you all in?
I'm all in.
Yeah, all in.
Oh!
We're at a time where the saints are not all in.
Yep.
So divide it between what I want and what the will of God is.
My God.
Well, well.
Help us, Lord.
I got up this morning, man, I'm trying to tell you. I'm like Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. God, it is all possible. Let me go back to sleep. Because I really don't feel like it. And I said,
nevertheless. Thank you, God.
Come on.
Because you called me to do it.
Got to do it.
And the people need the word of God.
Yes.
Amen, sir.
I will drag myself in there until the power of God hits.
Yes, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because I'm all in.
Yes,
all in.
Yes.
I'm not sometimes in. Oh, well, God, I would normally choose you this day, but you know what? This is more important to you. I can't do that.
No. Thank you, God.
I had a discourse. I'm going to be like Ruth. I'm going to be like Ruth. What you need me to do, God? I'm doing it. It doesn't matter what I feel. It doesn't matter what I think. I'm going to do it. Thank you, God. Because you love your people. And I love you. And if I love you the way that I say that I do, it don't matter. It don't matter. It don't matter if I got to run out here like Clark Kent to get to the Daily Bugle. The Daily Planet. Daily Planet. To get to work. But my work is here. To feed the people of God. Because they got to make up their mind. Am I all in or I'm not? It's going to come a time when God's going to separate. He's going to take away Orpha or whatever her name is pronounced. She's not going to be around. And all that's left is Ruth. Ruth didn't understand the inheritance she had because of who she was married to. Because she never saw it. She didn't see him until they went to Moab. Thank you, Lord. She risked it all. Going to a strange place So then it's easy to embrace the ones that God loves.
Oh, boy.
Supposed to be.
Oh, no, it is.
Thank you, God. Because you got to love people through God's love.
That's right.
And not your emotions. And not your feelings.
Yes.
Thank you, God. We have to learn how to love like God loves. Mm-hmm. Thank you, God. And we got to learn how to obey God like Jesus did.
All right.
And like Ruth did. Oh, they embraced her. Mm-hmm. And people helped her. Ah. And Boaz redeemed her.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, God. And not only did he redeem her, he redeemed everything from the husband.
Yes, he did.
And the son.
Yeah.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. And she was taken care of. Thank you, God. But it's amazing. Yeah, it's amazing because it never said when her temper, where her bitterness, when it left. We got to take that thing personally because there's things in us. See, it might not be bitterness and anger in me or in you. It's something else.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Because you're thinking in your brain, God, I'm doing what you, I'm worshiping on the sound, God, and God, and how come?
My.
Why?
Why?
Come on now.
Come
on.
So, it takes a mature person, Job, to not lose your integrity. God is not going to put nothing on us more than what we can bear.
That's right, that's right.
I might not want to bear it. Thank you, God. But I can't, it might not feel good to bear it. But I can bear it. And it's working together for good. But you got to know this.
Yes, yes, yes.
Don't get lost in the shuffle. Don't get lost in the journey. That's your homework, y'all. Read that whole fourth chapter. Because I was only going to read maybe the first five. Because he was gone. By like the first five.
Yeah.
And it didn't say nothing about God. I'm trying to tell you, when you read Ruth, don't read that book thinking you're going to naturally read God say it.
Because not there.
Mm-hmm.
Not there.
Mm-hmm.
Even when it comes to the redeeming, not there.
Mm-hmm.
God's name is not mentioned there.
Mm-hmm.
Because you should be spiritually mature enough to see God. Thank you, God.
Yeah.
All he's asking, are you all in? Don't play. See, we're in a season right now where we can't play with God. God already knows. Boy, I'm trying to tell you, he knows. He
knows.
And it's time to stop going around the foot of the mountain. Thank you, God.
Mm-hmm.
And all around the foot of the mountain, you and Orpha, you and Miss Tara, looking like we, thinking like we, but acting like Tara.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Still trying to fool your own self.
Yes.
That's crazy.
That
is crazy.
Yes.
You deserve to be in the rubber room if you start thinking that you were walking around looking like a Tara Trumbull.
Mm-hmm.
Rubber
room.
A brand new white tuxedo with the extra long fins to wrap between your legs. Because you done lost it.
Mm-hmm.
Pentecost is different because it allows and it connects all believers from around the world with different nationalities, different languages. And that's the real power of the tongue. The real power of the tongue is for those jokers in another country that didn't understand. That's why when you read the book of Acts, they was like, oh, aren't you a so-and-so? Well, how is it that I can hear it? It's not for you to be sitting around, flipping around, speaking in tongues, and not doing the will of God. I remember the days we used to be in Pentecost and everybody just be in the corner and it's just, you just be sitting there for hours and hours. And when the smoke cleared, you still look closer to God than before it got started. It was just an activity.
Yes,
hello. Pentecost 2023 is not an activity. It's a game changer.
Yes,
it's a life changer.
Yes.
We gotta stop being stuck and switch gears and learn to do the will of God.
Step up.
It doesn't matter what we do in here. If you never change,
well,
what have you gained? What have you learned? What level? When's the last time you've been to another level?
My God.
When has your last experience with God altered your life?
Oh, my God. Yes.
Because that's what the experience is for.
It's not,
first of all, one, it's two, what's the word I want to say? Announce a graduation. How many times you want to go from the 12th grade with your whatever that thing is on your hand? Still on the same side. Tassel on the same side. It never gets blessed.
My God.
Because you're not all in.
Yes.
You're tearing it up.
Tearing it up.
Yeah.
That's good.
Fall it out, foaming, rolling all over the place.
No change.
And still not faithful to God. Ruth did it, whether it made sense or not. Oh, they down and uncovered feet. I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm going to go ahead and do it. I'm going to go here and glean. These jumpers don't know me from a canopy. But I'm going to go out and do it. You ain't got to know nothing. The Holy Ghost was given so that you can have direct contact and access to God. To be able to hear and move in God. Move. Live.
Live, move, and have your being.
That's it.
God's not speaking Chinese, and he might be speaking in Chinese, but guess what? The Holy Ghost is going to interpret it so that you know what God is saying. God needs you to move from where you are. I got to go. I got to go. This is good.
Amen.
This is good. But this is God. This is God. This is God. Check to make it. Are you all in?
Are you all in?
Come on. And sitting down is a beautiful thing. Doing certain things is a beautiful thing. But there's going to come a time when God is going to need you. And you're going to have a thousand things to do.
My Lord,
get easy
on this. Get all in there.
Like me most of the times. Thank you, God. But it don't matter. It just don't. I don't know what I'm going to preach. It don't matter. God, as long as I seek you, you give me a direction. I don't have to understand it because I'm sitting here like, oh my God, how am I going to put this thing together, minister? How are you going to say this, God? And I don't even understand it. You just give me a bunch of scriptures and a bunch of dots.
Just got to connect them.
Thank you, Lord. But I had to make up in my mind. Damn, I'm all in. I'm all in, y'all. I'm all in.
Thank you, God.
Be ready when you're
sold out. It don't even matter. It don't matter. I love God. And I love you all.
Amen, amen, sir.
And I will go to bat for you.
Yes, sir.
I don't care what I'm doing. I don't care. Yeah. It don't matter. When you're all in, you're all in.
All in.
And that's all that matters.
That's it.
So God just wants the people to be all in. If you really love God, it shouldn't even be a hard thing.
Not at all.
It wasn't a hard thing for that boy to give up his sandwich. Because he was all in. His bread and his fish.
Yes.
He was all in. He didn't say nothing about this man. I'm hungry. I ain't had no breakfast. But I'm just coming here. But when God called, oh, you're in.
Are you in or not? Come on.
Because all he was doing was reconciling with the other part of the family. Yeah, the other part of the family. The part that left with Abraham.
Say it now.
That shouldn't have left. Ruth was. I got to go.
My God.
Please, church, hear God's voice. Move when he says move. Because guess what? The very thing you asking God for. It's funny. And I'm going. See, we think that what I ask God for, I can definitely see that thing coming. It's going to be something so simple, so small. And then when you see the whole thing, you're going to be like, that's what held up because of that. You'll be ready to kick yourself. Because you're thinking that, oh, I have to do this. God never. Remember, it's always the size of a mustard seed. He fed all the people with bread and fish, the size of a mustard seed. God bless you.
I hope everybody enjoyed that. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Okay, and that was Bishop Carnell Holmes, and he's from Chicana Church of the Living God, and that's at 1147 West Allen Avenue. Please stay tuned for more in the future from Bishop Holmes. This is the Product Purpose Kingdom Network. I'd like to thank each and every one of you for joining us for tonight's episode, no matter where in the world you are. Whether you're listening to us via phone or listening to us online, we greatly appreciate your listenership and support of us here at Purpose Kingdom Network. Anytime we do a live broadcast, we're broadcasting on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. When we do a live call-in show. You can just call in at 319-527-6091. And if you want to talk to any one of our hosts, you just press the number 1. Okay, we also invite you to listen to some of our past shows. You just simply go to www.blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom. You just simply have to type in the host name or the show name. You can hear that show in its entirety and at your convenience. We also invite you to email us at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com, where you can see your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply say hello or send a praise request. We gladly honor that. And if you're in need of a Bible, just leave your contact information, and we'll see about sending it out and getting you a Bible. Also, please check out pkn.com, where you can listen to 24 hours of music of inspiration. We do have a also our correspondents at Purpose Kingdom Net. We do have many media outlets. Purpose Kingdom Net is just one of them where you can contact us via email. Also, we are on Facebook. We're at Purpose Kingdom at Facebook. You can see our upcoming shows and advertisements. And from time to time, we do make major announcements on this social media pages as well as others. We're also on Instagram and Twitter at Purpose_Kingdom. So tomorrow evening, we will be doing another rebroadcast, so please check us out tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour. We'll have a rebroadcast. With God's will, God's blessing, we hope you join us. Okay, with that being said, it's going to be in the announcements. We hope you had enjoyed this word of praise by Bishop Cornell Holmes, and he's from Chicana Church of the Living God, and that is located at 1147 West Allegheny Avenue. Please check out his services when you get a chance at 1147 West Allegheny Avenue. Once again, this is Purpose Kingdom Network, and we will are going off the air, and please be blessed and be safe.
Jesus led.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never want to see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me.